Japan cabinet approves FIEA bill reclassifying crypto as financial products. Japan's cabinet approved an amendment to the Financial Instruments and Exchange Act, FIEA, on April 10, 2026, reclassifying cryptocurrency as a financial product for the first time. If the Diet passes the bill in the current session, the new regime takes effect in fiscal 2027. Finance Minister Satsuki Katayama announced the move at a press conference following the cabinet meeting, framing it as an investor protection measure. From Payment Services Act to FIEA, Japan has regulated crypto under the Payment Services Act, PSA, since 2017. The framework was built around the idea that crypto would function mainly as a means of payment. The Financial Services Agency, FSA, has now accepted that the reality is different. Most Japanese crypto activity is investment, not spending. The amendment formally moves crypto into the same statute that governs stocks, bonds, and investment funds. The name of registered operators also changes. Crypto Asset Exchange Business and Haozichan Jiaohuanye becomes Crypto Asset Trading Business and Haozichan Chuyinye, a shift in framing that carries real consequences. The change affects every FSA-registered exchange, including BitFlyer, Coincheck, GMO Coin, SBI VC Trade, and Crypto.com's Japanese entity, Forest DAX JP. Insider trading becomes illegal. Disclosure becomes mandatory. The substantive changes are two. Trading on material non-public information about a crypto asset becomes illegal, mirroring the rules that have governed Japanese equities for decades. Issuers will also be required to file annual disclosures, the same way listed companies file Yuho, Yujiajunquan Baogaoshu, financial reports. For Japanese retail traders, this means the informational advantages that some professional funds and early insiders have enjoyed on exchange listings, scheduled token releases, and protocol changes become legally actionable. For issuers, it adds an ongoing compliance burden that did not exist under the PSA framework. Industry representatives had previously warned that compliance costs under FIEA could pressure smaller domestic exchanges, approximately 90% of which operate at a loss today. Penalties, triple penalties for operating without registration rise sharply. Maximum prison terms increase from 3 years to 10 years. Maximum fines go from JPY 3 million, approximately USD 20,000, to JPY 10 million, approximately USD 66,000. The stricter penalties bring crypto enforcement closer to parity with unlicensed securities dealing under existing FIEA rules. Katayama told reporters that the government will expand the supply of growth capital in response to changes in financial and capital markets and ensure fairness and transparency in the market and investor protection. Enforcement actions have already reshaped the market under the old regime. Bybit withdrew from Japan in late 2025 after mounting FSA pressure, and the new penalty ceiling makes continued unregistered access substantially riskier. The fiscal 2027 window, the bill still needs to pass the Diet. The current session runs into June 2026, so passage is expected before summer if the ruling coalition prioritizes it. Implementation in fiscal 2027, starting April 1, 2027, gives exchanges and issuers roughly a year to build disclosure systems, hire compliance staff, and file the paperwork required to transition from PSA registration to FIEA registration. For users of crypto cards in Japan, the direct impact is limited. Card transactions themselves are not securities trades and do not trigger the new insider trading rules. The indirect impact is that FSA-registered exchanges issuing cards, Crypto.com among them, will face higher compliance costs that may eventually flow through to product fees or available card tiers. Exchanges that already hold JVCEA membership and full FSA registration are best positioned to absorb the transition.